حالا معاد اصول به اثبات به تعانید. It's clear on حالا معاد اثباتیم are forbidden, eulogies, although we bury on حالا معاد, but it's without any اثباتیم. And the halakha does make an exception for תלמידי חכמים. Even תלמידי חכמים בזמן הזה, at the time of the kivura in front of them, it's permissible to eulogize them even on Chol HaMoed. It's clear when it comes to Chol HaMoed, everybody recognizes it's Hag. It's not a time for eulogies. But there is a halakha that is not so well known. And that's what Maran writes in Siman Taf Kuf Mem Zayin in Halakha Gimel. It is forbidden to make hespedim from 30 days before the Hag. What does that mean? Does that mean if somebody passes away 2 days before the Hag, you cannot make a hesped? No, it's not talking about that. The case that Maran is talking about is if somebody passed away before 30 days from the holiday, and now it's within 30 days of the holiday, it is forbidden to eulogize. Let's take a practical example. The Hag, which we just had, was Pesach. So Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan. So let's say somebody passed away, two cases. Somebody passed away on the 12th, or in Adar. They passed away on the 27th of Adar. Okay, Halakha says eulogize it. There's nothing special about the 27th day of Adar that doesn't allow us to eulogize. However, if let's say he passed away a month before Pesach, he passed away, for example, on the 13th of Adar. Okay, no problem, the 13th of Adar, you could eulogize him on that day, let's say, on the day of his funeral, let's say. But now what happens, now you want to make Arayat, which normally they have the 30 day Arayat, where they come, they read Tehillim, they make speeches. When do they make the 30 day Arayat? They make it a few weeks later, 3 weeks later, let's say. So now you're within 30 days of the Hag, and this fellow passed away more than 30 days before the Hag. And therefore, since already he passed away more than 30 days before the Hag, they don't want to reawaken the Avelut and start to get people upset on the Hag. So this is something that people don't pay attention, because a lot of times it's permissible to make eulogies. No one's thinking, well, 30 days, when did he pass away? So Maran's Lashon is like this: Kol Sheloshim Yom Lefnei HaMoed Asur Lehaspid Al Met Shemet Lo Lefnei Sheloshim Yom Kod HaMoed. So the rule is, it's Asur to make a spedim within 30 days of the Hag, the seven that passed away before 30 days of the Hag. Again, most of the time this will apply to Arayat and things like that, where they're making the 30 day Azkara, or the year Azkara could come out also within 30 days of the Hag, and he passed away already before 30 days before the Hag, so then everybody should be concerned. The Mishnah Berurah writes, what's the reason? Asul Aspid She'en Hamet Mishtakeyach Min Alev Ad Ha'al Shloshim Yom, which means it takes at least 30 days for the man to start to become a little forgotten. Ve'i Aspidu Pahot Mishtakeyach Min Alev. If you're going to start to be Maspid within 30 days, it's going to take another 30 days to forget, and the guy's going to come to end up crying on Chol HaMoed or on the Hag. Yavon Letkot Ulitztair Baregel Da'adano Shekecho. And he doesn't make a difference between which type of person it is over here. He says, "Va'afilu al talmid hakam shemet." The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Even on talmid hakam shemet." However, Hakam Avadia argues on that. That's where we have an argument between Hakam Avadia and Mishnah Berurah. In Hazor Avadia Abedut Chelik Aleph on page Red Sadi Gimel, he proves that on a Hakam, koshken al gadol ador, even if he passed away, let's say, before 30 days of the Hag, and within 30 days they want to make hespedim,
ותמיד עקם גדול הדור פמסלו, ותורגל לא יפוק ותפס תווי מפוטר ידי זו דחן, so then they should not be as pedim given at that time. The Biur HaLachat does point out, even if it's within the 30 days of the Niftar, that means even though it's within the Niftar's 30 days, but still, since he passed away within 30 days before the Har, one should not reawaken this.